Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about a task for everyone. Our desire is to build for revival as we seek God's help in restoring the joy of our salvation, in being revived from the deadness of life. And sometimes we find ourselves in exile because we've wandered off, or we've been taken captive by the enemy, or we've just gotten distracted. And we need that spirit, that sense, that revival that changes how we view ourselves and how we relate to God. And as we prepare for that individually and as church congregations and as a community, we recognize that this work that God wants to do in us and through us involves everyone. And so we have been looking this week, we'll continue to look this week at the different tasks, the different ways of serving, the different giftings of God that Paul writes to the Romans about in chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, where he said, "If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." And today we're going to focus in on that topic of encouraging. God's desire is that we would encourage one another just as we receive encouragement from Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Paul would write to the churches that he had established, that he had visited, that he was aware of with instruction. And so many times throughout this instruction, there were words of correction. There were even words of rebuke. But at the heart of his letters was this consistency of encouragement. Not only his desire to encourage them, his constant prayers for all of those who would follow Jesus, but also this continual calling of each person to be involved in encouraging others. As I mentioned already this week, these gifts that Paul talks about in Romans are things that God enables various individuals to do extremely well in ways that becomes kind of an identifying feature in their life. They're not things that are exclusive to those who have special gifts in those specific areas. In fact, God expects every one of us to be involved to the level that we can, and I would say even beyond the level that we can, and so that we are involved in the level that God can. We may say, "Well, I'm not good at teaching. I'm not good at encouraging. I'm not good at giving." Well, most of those we become good at it by practice. And yes, there are some who have that, what we would often call natural ability. Reality, it's a supernatural ability. It's a gifting of God that helps them excel in those areas. But when it comes to encouraging, while there are those who have the gift of encouragement, and they're not only instructed to use it, we're instructed to let them use it, but we're also commanded, whether we have that gift or not, to encourage one another. And we think, well, how do I do that? Well, one of the ways that might be somewhat easy to know how is to think of what is it that encourages you. And I recognize we each have different things that encourage us more than other things do. There's the uniqueness of a person and their likes and dislikes. The things that encourage one may not be all that much of an encouragement to another, but generally there's some basic principles that I think apply. One of those principles is appreciation. Most people that I know, I'm not sure that I've come across anyone yet that is not, but most people are encouraged when they're appreciated. And sometimes that sense of appreciation is just a simple word that lets them know we noticed. And we appreciated it, whatever that is. Maybe it's just their presence. Maybe it's something they've said, something they've done. Maybe it's something they've given. Maybe it's the way they've encouraged us. And so we appreciate them for who they are even more so than we appreciate them for what they've done. And we recognize that God's work through them and in them is a valuable thing. We can show that appreciation. We can encourage others through phone calls, through text messages, through emails, through mailed cards and letters, through visits, through coffee and lunches. The list can go on, and the secret is not really that much of a secret. It's finding ways to let someone else know that you've noticed. You've noticed in a good way. You value them. See, we encourage others when we applaud their efforts. When we recognize the weaknesses don't define them. In fact, the weaknesses show off their strengths. We encourage others when we pay attention, when we listen, when we pray for them and pray with them. We encourage others when we invest in their life. And sometimes that investment is finding ways of correction. Those gentle, loving ways that convey value even when change is necessary. You see, God's desire is that we ourselves are encouraged through our relationship with Jesus. In fact, he says if we have any encouragement from being united with Christ, then we should make the joy of one another, and Paul writes, and specifically about making his joy complete, by taking on the same attitude of Jesus, the attitude which humbled himself and became obedient, taking on the very form of a servant. We encourage others when we act more like Jesus. We encourage others when we value the Jesus we see in them as they also are united with Christ. We encourage those that have not yet come to faith in Christ by recognizing the value that they have as those created in the image of God. When we begin to devalue people, we spread discouragement. And there's plenty of that in this world. God's desire for you, God's desire for me is that we would live life not only seeing the discouragement and not only experiencing the discouragement, but overcoming it. Jesus says that the darkness cannot overcome the light. In fact, if you shine a light in a specific area, that the light dispels or drives out the darkness. And he says for us to let our light shine in such a way that people notice and they see our good works and glorify God. We encourage others by letting our light shine, by dispelling the darkness of discouragement. And that encouragement begins by God's light shining in us so that the darkness of discouragement in our life is dispelled. And God shines that light in us through His Spirit, through His Word, through the people that He's called to encourage us. And so with that same comfort, with that same encouragement that we receive from Christ, that we receive from others, we shine that light back to dispel the darkness of discouragement, to let people know they're doing a great job, that we've noticed their faithfulness, we've noticed their effort, we've noticed not only when they've stumbled and fallen, but we've noticed that they've kept going, that they've stood back up, that they've not let the world defeat them. You see, living life is about faithfulness. It's not about earning points. It's not about earning favor with God. It's not about earning salvation. It's about being faithful to the end. And we recognize as humans living on this earth that faithfulness is not the same as perfection. Faithfulness is not never failing. It's a continual pursuit. It's not giving up. It's pressing on. It's keeping at it. And we do that through the encouragement that we give and the encouragement that we receive. And so today we have opportunities. Will we encourage or will we discourage? It's my prayer that we take on this task of revival. And we encourage and we build each other up, just as in fact we have been doing. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. It's your love that encourages us to remain faithful, to continue to seek what is good and right. And it's your encouragement that reminds us of the value that we have, not because we're so good, but because you love so much. And so, God, today, help us to not only recognize the encouragement that we've received, but to recognize those very things that encourage us. Those things from your word, those things from your spirit, those things from your presence. But, Father, specifically today, those things from the people that you place around us. May we notice what lifts us up, so that we would learn from that, we would put those things into practice in the way that we lift up others. Father, today, may our life be one that's encouraging to others. May it be one that builds them up according to their need. Father, help us to pay attention to others in such an extent that we know what their need is. We know how to encourage them. We know the thing that best lifts their attitude, lifts their day. Father, may we be that light of Jesus that shines and dispels the darkness of discouragement. And Father, today I pray especially for those that are hearing these words that find themselves in the midst of discouragement. May you speak words of truth to them through someone that they encounter today. May they hear these words now, that they are loved, that they are valuable, that they matter to God, that they matter to people. Their work is good as they continue to pursue you. Their efforts of faithfulness do not go unnoticed. Your calling of them, your desire for them, your love for them is unquenchable. And Father, may your light dispel the darkness in their life today. And may you surround them with people who share that light, that they too would be encouragers, even as you encourage them. So, Father, today, regardless of the news that we face, may we be encouraged. And Father, as we share Jesus with others, may they be encouraged. And God, when it looks too dark to move another step, may we notice the light of encouragement that comes from you. And may our faithfulness be such that it lifts up Jesus, that through our lifting up Jesus, we encourage others. As we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.